From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday that paves the way to reopen the federal government. It comes 3 days into a partial shutdown that was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. 33 Democrats joined 48 Republicans to end debate in the 100-member chamber on a bill extending the government's spending authority through February 8th. That set the stage for final Senate passage. President Trump imposed stiff tariffs on imported solar panels and washing machines Monday, aiming to protect U.S. manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's office made the recommendation to the president for the tariffs. It said the independent U.S. International Trade Commission found that such imports were a substantial cause of serious injury to domestic manufacturers. Police in northwestern Pakistan say a student shot and killed his college principal Monday on campus after accusing him of blasphemy. The incident happened at the private Islamia College in the northwestern town of Charsada. The shooter has been arrested, according to Police Chief Zahoor Afridi. Afridi said the slain principal reprimanded one of his students for skipping classes to attend an Islamist rally supporting Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The argument angered the student, who fired 6 shots at the principal. Police arrived at the campus and arrested the student and recovered his weapon. An investigation has been launched. This is VOA News. Pope Francis apologized Monday for remarks he made defending a Chilean bishop accused of covering up sex abuse, but he did not back down in his support of the bishop. On a flight to Rome following a week-long trip to Chile and Peru, the Pope told reporters he was sorry for his choice of words and the tone of his voice when answering a reporter's question about Bishop Juan Barros last week. He said his words wounded many and were a slap in the face. Last week, Pope Francis responded to allegations against Barros, saying, "The day they bring me proof against Bishop Barros, I'll speak. There is not one shred of proof against him. Everything is slander. Is this clear?" On Monday, he acknowledged that the word proof may have hurt many victims. The gradual repatriation of Rohingya Muslim refugees to Myanmar from Bangladesh, previously set to begin Tuesday, has been delayed. It was not immediately clear when the process will begin. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday that the United States would move its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem by the end of 2019. He said President Trump has directed the State Department to begin initial preparations to move the embassy. He spoke to the Knesset, Israel's lawmaking body in Jerusalem. Hundreds of people in Japan's capital on Monday took part in an evacuation drill meant to simulate the scenario of an incoming North Korean ballistic missile. Similar drills were held around the country, but this one was the first to be held in the capital. And former soccer star George Weah was sworn in Monday as Liberia's new president in a ceremony held at a packed sports stadium in the capital, Monrovia. Monday's ceremony marks the country's first peaceful transition of power in over 70 years. The presidents of Gabon, Ghana, and Sierra Leone were in attendance, as well as Weah's former fellow soccer stars. Weah promised that his first priority would be a crackdown on corruption. He ran against the former vice president, Joseph Boakai, stepping down after 2 terms, the maximum allowed under the country's constitution. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.